Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today about BAM. Back on that in just a moment.
Don't miss the 18th annual Tulsa Farm Show. You'll see all the latest in agriculture, Oklahoma Farm Bureau safety programs, general horse training with Craig Cameron, sponsored by Sutherland's. Make a $5 donation to the scholarship fund to earn a chance to win your choice of a horse shed materials package or the round pen Craig uses during the show. You can test drive and register to win a Hustler Sport mower. At the Quick Trip Center, Tulsa State Fairgrounds, the Tulsa Farm Show, December 8th through the 10th. Admission and parking are free, so be sure to come. You're guaranteed to have a good time.
If you are a Native American who was denied a farm loan or loan servicing from the USDA between 1981 and late 1999, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be meetings on December 5th and 6th in Muskogee, Oklahoma at the La Quinta Inn and Suites, and December 5th through the 8th in Bartlesville, Oklahoma at the La Quinta Inn and Suites, where you can get free legal help filing the claim. Go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details and a full schedule of meetings.
A new beef checkoff funded program for retailers called Beef Alternative Marketing Program, or BAM, is working to increase demand for beef among consumers looking for high quality but smaller portion sizes. The program includes innovative cutting techniques and marketing strategies, creating fillets and roasts out of beef ribeyes, top loins, and top sirloins. State beef councils are a key component of the campaign to help enhance the value of the program with retailers. Becky Walth is a beef producer from South Dakota who sits on the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, which helped fund nutrient analysis of the new beef cuts. She says it was important to put resources behind making sure the USDA nutrient database was up to date.
The database was outdated and didn't reflect a lot of the newly developed cuts using checkoff dollars such as the Flatiron, Delmonico, and others. The problem was a lot of this information was being used by doctors, dietitians, and health professionals in guiding clients to healthy protein selections. When the South Dakota Beef Industry Council started talking about sending extra dollars to the Federation, we saw this as an opportunity in that the project could really make a difference. We've funded it on two different occasions, with the BAM project being the last, and how exciting that the operating committee approved the final funding to complete the project in September.
And Becky Wall says that the BAM program, with its smaller beef cuts, can help the industry increase sales by attracting those consumers interested in those smaller portion sizes.
With prices increasing, a slumping economy, and more attention being paid to nutrition, these cuts definitely can attract a new customer base. Our carcasses are getting larger, and these smaller cuts can fit into a tight budget. And one of the most exciting things is the nutrient profile is much leaner and meeting government guidelines in 7 out of 8 of the cuts. This will definitely help increase demand.
Cattle producer Becky Walt from South Dakota, who is a part of the Beef Promotion Operating Committee representing the Federation, she says that the close working relationship between the national and state interests certainly beneficial to beef producers.
Because of the working partnership with declining dollars and increasing costs, this is definitely a win-win on both sides. The national level has the expertise for development, and the states have the rapport with retailers and customers and can help roll out the national programs that are developed.
In the case of the BAM program, retailers are embracing it because they capitalize on the popularity and profitability of the middle meats. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's coming up Saturday, December 3rd, the 30th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition. The sale begins at noon at the Durant Livestock Auction, Durant, Oklahoma. Selling 80 hand-selected Limousine and Limflex bulls, as well as a few Angus. So go to AmericanCattleServices.com for a complete sales catalog. And for more information, call 580-597-3006. That's December 3rd, the Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition in Durant, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.